Now, the rest of the story. Some called it an extraordinary coincidence. Others fancifully insisted it was more than that. But on June 9, during the same hour the great actor's body was being borne to its grave, the theater collapsed. I said at exactly the hour that the actor's body was being borne to its grave, the theater collapsed. Right then, during the funeral, three floors of the old theater with which he'd become so identified caved in, killed more than 20 people. Simultaneous demise, it was poetically called. Which one cannot fully appreciate without knowing the rest of the story. Ed was one of the most gifted actors ever to grace the American stage, and one of the most personally unfortunate. His daddy, to whom he was particularly close, died when Ed was only a boy. And then after a few months of perfectly blissful marriage, his young wife passed away, and then his brother was killed. Then his entire professional wardrobe was destroyed in a fire, and his son, by his second wife, died in childbirth. Then he went bankrupt. Then his second wife died violently insane. And finally, Ed became ill himself and profoundly depressed, longed for death. Ed's last months were utterly dismal ones. February found three physicians prescribing electric shock. While the treatments were unpleasant, they did seem to mitigate Ed's depression. The blustery New York winter grew more burdensome in March. Ed felt worse. He summoned a fourth doctor to the upstairs rooms, rooms which he rarely left. Someone suggested Ed try writing to his grandchildren, but he found it difficult to organize even the simplest phrase, even a spell. When I attempt to write, he said, all of my wits seem to go astray and my nerves get beyond control. And then in April came the stroke. He was discovered one morning. He was unconscious, one side of his face contorted, only a streak of white showing beneath his eyelids. There was a partial recovery, but his speech had been impaired and his right arm had been paralyzed. Ed hung on through May, relapsed, and on the 7th of June he passed away. The reporters waiting in the street below his window had their story. One of the theatrical giants of the 19th century was dead. Now, the funeral was 2 days later at the so-called little church around the corner. Theater people crowded the scene. Illustrious actors served humbly as pallbearers. In fact, they were just carrying Ed's body from the church to the strains of the Dead Man's March from Saul when inexplicably and simultaneously the famous old theater collapsed with a splintering roar. As you already know, three stories were demolished and more than 20 people were killed. This you did not know. Ed's funeral was in New York City. The theater with which he'd been grimly associated was in Washington, D.C. For Ed's theatrical career, among the most brilliant of its day, was also perhaps the most tarnished. Not for anything Ed himself had done, but rather for something his brother had done. For Ed was Edwin Booth. It was his brother John Wilkes Booth who murdered Abraham Lincoln. And the theater in which that murder was committed had collapsed as Edwin Booth was being laid to rest. Ford's Theater, the site of Lincoln's assassination. And now you know the rest of the story.